You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The late Idaho Governor Cecil Andrews worked closely with other Northwest governors from both political parties to support and defend the public power system, as well as to seek bipartisan solutions for salmon restoration. That's one of the reasons why this year's Andrews Center Environmental Conference will focus on energy, salmon, agriculture, and community. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Justin Hayes. He is with the Idaho Conservation League, which is one of the partners for this year's conference. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Justin, talk to me about the relationship between energy and salmon, but why it's important to find solutions that work.
Well, many people are familiar with the dams on the Snake and Columbia River system. One of the roles that they play is that they make electricity, which is consumed in the Pacific Northwest, and some of it is shipped out to the other parts of the region. So dams and energy and salmon are connected, and they play off each other in interesting ways here in the Pacific Northwest.
And is that where this idea of affordable renewable energies comes into play, and is that a real possibility?
The Snake and Columbia River system was developed long ago by the Bonneville Power Administration to make cheap electricity. And the Northwest has benefited from that. And the situation has changed quite a bit since then. The energy is not cheap anymore. It's costing us our salmon runs. So the cost to Idaho for this supposedly cheap energy is actually quite extreme. And so as we go forward, we see salmon populations in Idaho spiraling towards extinction. And we also see that the energy market has changed quite a bit, not only for Idaho, but for the entire West. And so while the hydro system does create important energy, it also creates a lot of surplus energy. And so that creates an opportunity for us to rebalance the scales. Is there a way for us to move forward and restore salmon and steelhead to Idaho and the communities that depend on them, while also finding opportunities to have hydropower where it still works well for us and where we need it.
So talk to me about the conference. It's next Tuesday, and so many voices taking part in this conversation, and including the Native American community. Why the need to make sure that every voice is represented?
Well, this is a salmon and steelhead decline has been going on for a long time.
Right.
And the solutions have been kind of elusive. And I think that they've been difficult to come to because people have been looking out for their own interests, if you will. I'm a conservation group. We are working for salmon and steelhead recovery. People who feel like they need low-cost hydropower, maybe that's their main focus. People who want to see the barge system for transporting grain, that's all they care about, perhaps. We need to come together and find solutions that work for all Idahoans. And this conference is an important springboard for that, I think, bringing together the groups that have typically looked at each other with caution and not always reached across the aisle to work together, coming together, saying what we need, and working together to try and figure out how we can achieve it, looking out for the interests of all parties, is a unique Idaho way, actually. Idaho has an amazing track record in the West of collaborative processes where people come together, discuss their differences, and actually through discussing differences, we find commonalities in things that we share. And I think this is a real opportunity for that.
And I was just going to say that if you have your own perception of what one particular group thinks, you actually don't know if that's truth unless you start the conversation.
That's really true. And once you start the conversation about your differences, you often find that you have a lot of similarities. And coming together in person, thoughtful groups of people can often accomplish amazing things.
And this is a critical point to be talking about this, because as you said, whether people want to believe it or not, I mean, our salmon and steelhead populations have plummeted dramatically.
That's absolutely right. This year, 2019, salmon fishing in Idaho is going to be very restricted again. They're anticipating that there's going to be less than 1,400 fish available for harvest on the Salmon River. The Salmon River, named after salmon, is only going to have about 1,400 harvestable fish. There'll be more fish in the river, wild fish that we can't catch, but the harvestable fish is a amazingly low. We're not even going to have salmon fishing in the Hell's Canyon stretch of the Snake River. And there's only going to be about 500 fish available for harvest for sport fishing in the Clearwater River Basin. So the numbers are really, really low. And if we don't figure out a way to work together to do some bold action that's mm-hmm. needed for these fish, it's likely that wild fish will be extinct in Idaho within our generation. This is maybe our last chance.
And so critical to be having these conversations. And Governor Little, as well as Congressman Mike Simpson, will be speaking at the event. Is this open to the public? Can anyone?
It is open to the public. You can register for it online. There's a cost to attend.
Okay.
But I think it's worth the cost. If you're interested in these issues or really just want to see how Idahoans work together on difficult solutions, this will be an interesting opportunity. It's an all-day conference at the Boise State University campus. If you get online and just Google Andrus Center Environmental Conference, you'll find a web address and you can look at the agenda and see the list of speakers and find a way to plug in.
I want to thank you for the conversation today. And again, that the Andrus Center Environmental Conference will be on Tuesday, April 23rd. My guest today, Justin Hayes with the Idaho Conservation League. And you, of course, are a partner in this event next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And I should note, too, that our own Amanda Peacher will be moderating the afternoon panels at the Andrus Center Conference next week.